The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now, I didn't watch the show in real time back in the day because I was an adult still, and it wasn't something on my radar, but I knew of it. I didn't realize that Harry of Harry and the Hendersons had a penis.
No.
You got to watch the... The guy sent us an email. He goes, I know this is probably old news, but Bigfoot, Harry and Henderson had a penis. So I click on the, he sends us to a guy that follows a lot of movies on Twitter and stuff like that, and TV shows. There's a video of the Harry, is it John Lithgow, right?
Yeah, Lithgow.
So he's walking towards the dad on that show, and you see his junk hanging there. I mean, it's hairy as hell, but it's like the rest of his body, but it's a penis. So I never knew that. So I was this day years old, that old that thing that goes around. When I knew that Harry of the Harry and the Hendersons junk showed on the sitcom.
By God, he is.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
I see it
he's
now.
He's got a penis, yeah.
There was a sitcom made about that, right?
That was it. It was a sitcom. It's what it was. Harry and the Hendersons was a sitcom.
No, that was a movie.
Movie first. That's right, the movie.
Yeah. Movie first.
Lithgow was in the movie.
Yeah, that's right. He was in the movie. Then there was a sitcom about it, right? Yeah. In the movie, he's got a penis. It was a family movie. It wasn't like a scary movie. He was a friend, right?
Yeah.
He lived with him, right? Yeah, okay. With his big penis.
So apparently,
I watched that movie when I was a kid, and I never saw that.
No, that's because it was all hairy.
You knew who saw that? Your mom saw that. You just didn't picture it.
No, she was doing the same thing I do when Harry Potter's
not
on.
Watching it. Yeah.
Not actively watching.
Yeah, I was going to say, you saw that as a kid, Push. You remember that penis coming at you?
Not at all.
All right, Bigfoot's penis.
Because it's all furry.
Yeah, it is furry.
Apparently, you could put a furry penis on a family-oriented movie.
You think they just wouldn't have had it there at all? It's just crazy that the costume even had it. They just had to cut it off and sew it up. It's just crazy. Some guy that follows all the stuff on Twitter, movies and TVs. I don't know what his name is there, but
Mr. Man.
No, it's not. No. He's a pop culture Twitter guy. I couldn't tell who he was, but one of our emails shared. His Twitter stream, and that was in there. All right. Well, you didn't get fired for it. Craig Evans will be here. Nick Allen will be here. It's Thirsty Thursday on the show. You can get a hold of us anyway. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. The email is what in there, Tom?
TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Right, exactly.
And you can call us. Yeah. That's 877.
Right.
931-4-TNT.
Yes, you can.
Puss really likes talking to our listeners.
Yes, he does.
All the time.
He loves it. I want to thank, what's the guy's name that made these license plates for us?
George.
So I walked in and thought somebody just had this license plate, and then it expired because it says 2017 is the final year. But it's a Nebraska plate, pretty realistic. It's actually that. It's a Nebraska plate, and it just says vodka. Now, I just thought, well, that guy had it for a couple years and just gave it to us, but it's unused. That's brand new.
It's a novelty thing.
Yeah, but it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it is.
It would fit on your car. And cops wouldn't even know. They'd put a tag on there, obviously.
Oh, they would know.
Yeah.
They would figure it out.
Well, they'd follow you because your license plate just says vodka. And, like, your license plate says what, Todd?
I bong.
I like that. Instead, just I bong.
I learned today that bong is a verb, yeah. Apparently.
Well, it could be used that way. Yeah, you're this day old, you learned a bomb was a verb. So
we're learning a lot
George,
already.
George, right? Big fan of the show?
Yes.
And he
yes.
makes these things or something?
I don't know. Somewhere has access to them. They showed up in the mail this morning.
All right. This is cool stuff in the mail. I like that.
I know. That's
vodka.
Very rare.
Yeah. Oh, we get cool stuff in the
for
mail?
For us to get cool stuff in the mail.
Yeah, I don't beg for presents, but that's very nice, man. Thank you. This will have a nice place somewhere, either in our office or... Our office is going away, right?
Yeah, don't hang it up now because they're just going to have to take it down.
And in the studio, right, it might get stolen.
We'll find a nice wall for it.
Yeah, we will. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Thanks for hooking us up with that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is Craig done with all the Deadpool names? I think he is, right? No, he's still got more of the...
Mondale.
Mondale.
Not sure.
Yeah.
How far into the Mondale he is.
I don't know either, actually. Are we going to address an old friend of ours getting fired?
I suppose that
we're going to have to. Yeah. Because it's a huge story in our city of Omaha. In fact, it made the news last night. I thought it was kind of funny that...
No, it didn't just make the news.
It led with the local news.
It led the news.
Right.
Because when radio guys do bad things, it leads the news.
Yeah, now, listen,
if radio guys do anything good, it doesn't make the news.
They don't talk about us in this town. And in other cities, they acknowledge other media. I'm not saying that shouldn't have made the news last night. Of course, that was a huge story.
No, I don't think Lincoln or Wichita acknowledges the radio much either.
No, I don't mean those cities. I mean other cities. I've seen major markets acknowledge it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're not afraid of them.
But for a long time.
Oh, they're afraid of us here.
Newspapers, TV, they've always considered radio a threat.
Yeah. When we first moved to town, we were in the paper all the time. I mean, I have headlines. We were on the front page of the Sunday paper one day. When we got the gig.
Yeah, I guess
we were. Ratings, too. Ratings were in there, everything. But that ended about the late 90s. And TV, with the exception of when we used to share ownership with a TV station down the street, and they'd be forced to do pieces on us.
Yeah, because we were the same company.
Company exactly. Mandate.
Right. So they had to say good things about it.
Now, I'm not trying to turn this around. Of course, that was a bad story about something a radio guy did was pretty bad. He got fired for it. And we'll probably get into that after the break. But I thought the same thing. I'm watching, I'm thinking, why don't they do stories about good things sometimes that radio people do? I don't know. I mean, two guys get elected to the Nebraska Broadcast Hall of Fame. You could do a little story on that, couldn't you?
They could mention that.
Yeah, you could maybe mention that. Since they're all broadcasters,
no,
right?
They won't.
No, they won't. Whatever.
And I don't care.
No, I don't either. I do not either. There's other guys in radio do good things around, the social.
I can't think of anything offhand.
Well, I mean, they don't do anything. They're not going to brag. They don't say anything. It's always bad.
No,
it's always
don't.
Bad. Unless it's some radio guy that broadcasts the football team or something like that. Maybe they'll talk about that. Who knows?
Yeah, if you do nice things and you're wearing red, then you can.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that we've been in town for a long, long time, and in this city at least for a long, long time. We've been on Wichita since '06 and Lincoln since around then too. But I like the fact that we're still treated like bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same thing down in Wichita.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You think the Wichita Eagle would ever print anything good about us?
No. Not at all. We do well down there. I want to thank our T95 listeners and for everybody listening to us, too, by the way. Yeah. Very cool. But, yeah, this is a situation we know. A radio guy we know got fired for a racist tweet.
And it was a really
racist tweet.
Yeah,
it was. It was. I mean, this is one thing, even though we talk out our ass a lot, and Dr. Mina will tell us that later on this morning when she calls. We talk on our ass a lot about a lot of subjects, but this is a subject we know a lot about, getting in trouble on the radio.
Right. What you can right. and cannot do
yes.
in our position.
Yes.
And what he did, you cannot do.
No, you cannot. That's So stop your freedom of speech. Stop your, it wasn't racist. Yes, it was
cancel
racist.
Cancel culture.
Yeah, stop that.
No, oh, it was his company's decision to fire him.
It was.
And they did it pretty swiftly because they had to.
Oh, yeah, because advertisers were pulling.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a big brand, and your big brand doesn't want to be associated with that.
No.
The iHeart Music Festival.
They got dog whistles all day long, though, on that
yeah,
station.
But here's the problem. All right, he didn't pull out the dog whistle.
No, he went right. No, yeah. A dog whistle is supposed to be subtle.
All right, and that is the problem with own the libs.
It's not becoming that now. It's becoming just racist.
Well, no, because owning the libs, when you do the shock jock thing and try to incite people, eventually they become a little callous. You
yes.
gaslight somebody
yes.
so much,
that's a good point.
They become a little more callous, and in order to own the libs, well, what do we got to do now? Well, I guess I got to pull out something really racist.
Yeah.
And they don't hesitate to do that because the mission in mind is to own the libs. They don't think about anything else. They don't think about any consequences. Oh, let me pull out something racist.
Yep.
This will own the libs.
Yep.
Well, it'll also cost you your job. So congratulations, you've owned the lib, and now you're frickin' radioactive. You aren't going anywhere. That doesn't only kill your job, that kills a career.
Might kill that radio station, too, and it should. Because
I hope so.
Up and down their lineup.
I hope it does.
It's kind of a lot of dog whistles and racism for years
right,
now.
Right, because they've condoned that forever.
Yes, they have. It was a photo of a bunch of Africans, Aborigines, whatever.
Natives
dancing around. And
holding spears.
Yeah, and spears. And I saw the video, actually. And you watch the video, it's even worse.
It's worse when it's moving.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible, but it is worse when it's
yeah.
moving. And he wrote the word guilty. Our buddy, we've been friends with this guy for a long time. We don't hang, but
yeah.
we've known the guy because we crossed paths in this business for 20-some years.
I would say he's a friend.
Chris Baker, yeah. And, we've known him off the air for a long time. I mean, since the 90s. We don't agree with anything he does, and he lost his gig. And rightly so, you know,
But he didn't used to be.
No. We knew other people that
used
to be. We knew other people that didn't used to be that way either.
True.
You know?
And
homophobic, racist,
right.
that kind of crap.
The thing that I've found is they kind of went racist and really, really white right wing when Jesus came into their life.
Jesus, yeah.
And I didn't know if that's necessarily the preaching of Jesus.
It is for a lot of the people I know.
Right.
Did Jesus come in there and say... Craig will come in and say that's not fair, but
right.
you prove me wrong.
If you
but then he'll say
me,
that other stuff.
Right, you should be really, really racist and really, really right-wing
yeah.
because that's what I taught you.
Yeah. Is that right, Craig?
Suck it, Jesus.
Thank you, Craig.
There seems to be a correlation
okay.
there.
All right. There's our conversation about it then. All right, cool. All right. I'll revisit that later on. I don't know. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, Thirsty Thursday. Join us. Come on back. Oh, Doc Meaney's going to yell at me. Cool.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.